So on the heels of that last audio file, I am playing with this song. And, you know, again, I always start with blocky. They're placeholders. They let me know my intention. You don't wrestle with editing while you're writing, right? That's kind of the same thing. So it started out, if you remember, so the first pass, the very first pass when I put this song down, it was like... This was a good time for reasons I can't ascertain. Right? So then the next pass, last time I was just kind of feeling out, saying, well, you could go too. When we remember, it's easy to think of the pain. Okay, so those are still placeholders, but I'm finding out what I'm trying to say there. So then the next pass that I was playing with was, when we remember. Actually, no, because the album is fire themed and I have a song working titled Ember, it occurred to me I could instead say, because when we remember is obviously too obvious. Well, not obviously. Anyway, let me go with this. It's too blocky. I want to be a little more poetic. You can get deeper and push deeper and probe deeper and reach deeper by, you know, not the blunt, straightforward grab. So I like to... So instead, maybe... Memories like embers, it's easy to pick up with pain. This was a good time for reasons I can't ascertain. No. This was a good time for reasons I can't ascertain. So this was a good time is still too blunt, blocky in my mind. That'll change too and become a little less. So that's where we're at now with this. For right now. Memories like embers, it's easy to handle with pain. This was a good time for reasons I can't ascertain. When we remember the times that we walked side by side, and then at the end, and this will make more sense later when you hear what I'm messing with the first segment. And then in the end, I got something going on like this for, again, just for right now. That's going to make sense with the beginning part. Because again, this is about time and ephemeral things and eternal things. And in the beginning, you're not going to have a quick strum like that. That's like, to the trees and the winds and then the breeze. And I still am just what I am. And there's this kind of refrain of, I still am just what I am. I still am just what I am. You know, let the mountains fall to the ground, let the sun rise and the buildings falling down, I still am just what I am. It's kind of like that thing. It's going to be like a litany. All these things happening, mountains to dust, buildings up to the sky, blah, 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 generations pass by. I still am just what I am. The eternal, right? The unchanging I am. And that's why at the end we're going into, I am, returning to that. So saying, all these things are changing. You and me are something that has changed. Not only do the permanent things remain, but so does my love for me, for you, for the world. So that's the direct, blunt meaning of that song, which will not be said so bluntly, I don't think. As you can see, the shaping of it makes it a little more, you know, whatever, pick an adjective. So, process, progress, sweet design of time. I should add one thing there. I just, when I say I would prefer to memorialize the sweet design of time, this might be a line, not if not for these process things, people wouldn't even know what the heck I was saying, because I stressed the memorialize, which is not proper, but it's going to be the way it's sung, because it was the way I first sang it, and I love the way it sounds. And, you know, that's the great thing about music. You can do that kind of thing. Plus, it stresses memory more. Anyway, more to come.